You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Welcome to Radio Anaphylaxis. Hello, I'm your host, Uncle Dave Lewis, and I'm happy to be here with you again on Radio Anaphylaxis. This particular show, we're going to be presenting a profile on a group of which you've probably never heard, but hopefully you won't mind hearing them for this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, the New Friends of Rhythm. The New Friends of Rhythm was a group that was well known if you like to listen to radio back around 1940, and most folks did back then. Their day job was as a regular classical string quartet, the Stuyvesant String Quartet, and in that respect, they were often combined with the talents of the harpist Laura Newell, who would work with the Stuyvesant String Quartet in some of the classic string quartet and harp literature, such as the Ravel Prelude and Danse and Danse and Introduction and other works like that. Laura Newell had an interesting hobby in that she liked to play hot music on the harp. This in itself was not unusual at the time, in that there was a harpist in New York City at the time named Caspar Reardon, who was also well known for playing hot harp and did so full time with acts like Jack Teagarden's band. But Laura Newell was someone from the classical side of the tracks. Fortunately, she had a kindred spirit in the Stuyvesant String Quartet in the form of cellist Alan Shulman, who was also a section musician in the NBC Symphony and someone who was a composer that wrote works that in which he liked to mix up classical and jazz stylistically. So he had some background in this type of scoring. And it was Alan Shulman who ended up creating the arrangements for the New Friends of Rhythm. They originally became introduced to the public through a radio program on NBC called Henry Levine's Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, which some of you old-timers might recall was the show that broke the talents of singer Dinah Shore. They also featured the music regularly of the New Friends of Rhythm, and the group became a hit. They began to make commercial Victor recordings from 1939 through 1941. In some cases, they were joined by a jazz clarinet player, and a further slate of recordings were made after the Second World War. However, after that, the group disappeared, and the Stuyvesant String Quartet went back to their day job of being a regular string quartet. None of their recordings, except for one that I know of, has ever been re-released in any form. All of what you're going to hear in the next hour are taken from 78s in my own collection, and some of them are a little scratchy, but I hope you enjoy the music nonetheless. We just heard their 1941 recording of Sweet Sue, Just You. We're going to continue with some more typical fare from the New Friends of Rhythm, starting with a tune called the Droshky Drag, which is based after Tchaikovsky's melody Andante Cantabile from his Opus 11 string quartet. Sylvan Shulman was the first violinist and leader. Zeli Smirnov was the second violin. Louis Kievman playing viola. Alan Shulman, cellist and arranger. The rhythm section, Tony Colarusso, guitar, Harry Patent on bass, and finally, last but not least, certainly, Laura Newell on the harp, the New Friends of Rhythm in the Droshky Drag. Thank you.
Thank you.
listening to the new Friends of Rhythm here on WCBN. And kind of hard to say when these records were made because, as far as I know, only one of their sessions appear in any discography. And that's the very last Victor one on which they had Buster Bailey playing clarinet. So the editor decided that it had jazz value. The new Friends fall into a sort of a nether category of not being jazzy enough to document by jazz freaks, but also not really belonging to any other categorizable sort of genre. So it's difficult to find out info on them. However, I can tell you that all of the records that you heard were made in 1939, and the first ones were probably made sometime in April. We started off with the Droschky Drag, which is based on Tchaikovsky's Andante Cantabile from the First String Quartet, Opus 11. Then, based on the Civil War tune, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, we heard a tune of the New Friends of Rhythm interpreting that under that title. And that goes out to my friend Alan, if he happens to be tuned in. Then we heard Capriciousness number 24, naturally coming after Paganini's Caprice number 24. And finally, Barber's Hitch, which is based on Mozart's overture to the opera The Marriage of Figaro. We're going to move on with a couple more tunes, and then we're going to go to the break. Please stay tuned for more The New Friends of Rhythm. We're going to start this set off with a number based on what is referred to as J.S. Bach's G minor organ fugue. And I haven't really had a chance to scope which one they mean out, but this is Bach Bay Blues. Thank you. We just heard some more 1939 sides by the New Friends of Rhythm. We heard Bach Bay Blues, which is based after a organ fugue in G minor of J.S. Bach. Then we heard one of, in my opinion, their most beautiful and natural sounding arrangements, Fable in Sable, which is based on a melody from the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto Opus 35. And then Riffin Raff, which is based after a once very well-known classical melody, the cavatina of Litz student Joachim Raff. Support for this program is brought to you in part by Encore Recordings, located at 417 East Liberty Street in beautiful downtown Ann Arbor. Hey, I know that guy, and you're tuned to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, and I am that guy, Uncle Dave Lewis. And we are listening today to the music of a neglected, probably unjustly, group from the 1930s and 40s, the New Friends of Rhythm, with arrangements by Alan Shulman and featuring the harp of Laura Newell. Right now, we're going to move on to a piece that was recorded, which will be the last of the 1939 performances that we'll be listening to. And this is an arrangement of a tune. Okay, I'm not ready yet, okay? There we go. This is by Johannes Brahms, and it's based on the Hungarian dance number 5 of Brahms. This is called Goulash here on WCBN, the New Friends of Rhythm. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that pretty much wraps up their Victor recordings. We heard Goulash after Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5. And then that was followed by an original Alan Shulman piece, very futuristic, called High Voltage from 1940. Then from 1941, we heard two more records, Coup Dini Coup, which is based after Dinicu's Horace Staccato, and Heavy Traffic on Canal Street, which is after the Carnival of Venice. And both those numbers featured the talents of clarinetist Buster Bailey, who was a regular in the Duke Ellington Orchestra, moonlighting with the New Friends of Rhythm. And in 1946, right after the war, the New Friends of Rhythm regrouped to make six more records for independent label International Records, which I believe was owned by Alan Shulman. And the pluses of this particular 1946 session is that practically all of the pieces they recorded were Alan Shulman originals. The minuses were that the independently made records had noisy surfaces. Nonetheless, we're going to hear a couple of these. A couple of original Alan Shulman tunes, Platter Chatter and Mood in Question. And the group is the same, except the changes in the group reflect the changes in the Stuyvesant Quartet. Now Bernard Robbins is the second violinist, Ralph Hirsch is the violist, and the guest clarinet artist is none other than Hank D'Amico. Thank you. We just heard The New Friends of Rhythm in two pieces from their 1946 sessions, Platter Chatter and Mood in Question, both written by Alan Shulman. That's about it for me. I've got one more tune, and I'm going to turn over the floor to Jason Voss, and I do hope you'll stay tuned. My final words about The New Friends of Rhythm is that it was a shame that they were not a big band, not really jazz enough to gain recognition, and the long hairs didn't necessarily dig them that much either. But is their genre bending of that period out of line with music that we experience today? My feeling is that it's not much, and their sound, which must have seemed archaic to someone who was a fan of, say, Tommy Dorsey, sounds pretty postmodern to my ears. Alan Shulman passed away last summer at the age of 86. I do hope that someday somebody does something about making these recordings really available. I'm Uncle Dave Lewis. Next week I'm going to be doing a classical music horror show. I'm not exactly sure what. We might hear Debussy's opera on the Fall of the House of Usher. I don't know. But I do hope that you'll tune in at 8 o'clock next Tuesday for more Radio Anaphylaxis. We're going to close out with my favorite of the New Friends pieces. This is based on the song Old Black Joe of Stephen Foster, and it's cleverly titled Foster Child. Thanks for listening.